hello out there to all of our podcast listeners. This is Annette.
This is Kelly.
This is Shankara.
And this is Titania, and welcome to the lounge.
Thank you for joining us today here in the Entrepreneurs Elevation Lounge, where we aspire to inspire other entrepreneurs.
I am Shankara McNair, one of your Entrepreneur Elevation Lounge show hosts. And today's special eSpire segment guest is Lindria Dockett, owner and lead photographer at Lindria Dockett Photography, formerly known as Paisley Orchard Photography. Lindria is driven by her desire to see people reach new heights, and she takes great pride in working with professionals and high-level performers to define, develop, and deliver the amazing true self images that they present to the world. Her photography business has taken her around the world, most recently to South Africa. When Lindria is not globe-trotting with her clients to capture their must-have images or doing a photo shoot for the next top-selling authors of books, you will find her doting on her sons or enjoying a road trip to a historic location with her husband, Aaron, of 15 years. Lindria, how are you, and welcome to the Entrepreneurs Elevation Lounge.
Hi, thank you for having me. How are you?
I am well. I am well. Are you and the family doing great during these changing times for all of us?
Hey, we got each other. We're together. We're healthy. We can't ask for anything else. We're blessed.
Absolutely. Absolutely. So let's just jump into today's show and kind of talk to you about your journey in becoming an entrepreneur, more specifically a photographer. I want to ask you a couple questions. First off, tell me this. What was the deciding factor or the defining moment, if you will, that made you decide that you wanted to be an entrepreneur and, more importantly, to become a photographer?
Okay. So as long as I can remember, I've had a camera in my hand. I was the geeky kid at the middle school function with the camera, and it didn't end. But I've always had an entrepreneur drive behind me. I actually thought I was going to be a hairstylist. A few years ago, I went and got my makeup artistry license. But photography was that thing that just kept coming back full circle, just kept showing up. So,
wow.
You know, the passion that I have for, I can't put it down. So they say whatever you think about that you can't stop dreaming about, that's that thing. It's photography.
That's amazing. And you are a phenomenal photographer, I have to say. You know, having known you now for probably about a year myself and having you capture some of my more important moments for me, I can say, you're definitely following your gift. You're definitely pursuing a talent that you have just, taken to a whole nother level. So I know I personally have had the pleasure of experiencing you helping to bring some of my different experiences to life, and I just appreciate it, and I encourage anyone that has not had an opportunity to be photoed by Lindria Dockett to make that happen. So absolutely, you are definitely following your passion, and it shows. It absolutely shows.
Yeah, I thank you so much. That is probably the biggest perk out of all of this, is just the people that I meet, the kind-hearted, goal-driven, especially the females that I've been able to connect with. So I thank you so much for that.
Absolutely, absolutely. You know, we're talking about the times we're living in, and we're talking about entrepreneurship, right? And we just recently, we're all going through what we're calling our new normal, right? With the COVID-19 coming onto our borders and us having to live through this and shelter in place, this is a time where entrepreneurs alike, as well as large businesses, are having to rethink how we do things, right? So I have a question for you that's kind of in line with what we're experiencing today. What is something you've had to do differently, right, since the onset of the coronavirus to keep your business moving forward?
So here's the thing. I don't necessarily view it as a totally negative scenario, and I don't mean the COVID. Let's get it clear. I'm not talking about the pandemic. I'm talking about it where we have to go back and revisit our business. I think it's ideal to be able to have to go back and revisit your game plan, your goal setting, how you communicate with people, what's working, what's not working. So I think what it's doing is allowing us to be more intentional about how we do business, who we choose
absolutely
to do business with. And for me, it's allowed me to look at where was I spending money that I didn't necessarily need to be spending money. So it's a hard call, but when we get back out there, not if, but when we get back out there, just how I can be a better photographer, more ideas and just hit the ground running.
That is awesome. That's an excellent piece of advice, too, to not view this as an entrepreneur as, you know, something negative, but take the positive out of it, right? And look at how you continue working on strategies to be able to better yourself and to, you know, create a better product to be able to have it ready when everything clears and we're ready to be back out there and hit the ground, as you said, running, that you're bigger and better than ever. So that's an awesome way to look at it. So I definitely appreciate you kind of sharing that insight, and I hope that, you know, some of our podcast listeners that may be struggling and trying to figure that out will take that advice and use it and view this as a time of reflection and for repurposing and, you know, creating a game plan that's stronger than ever, stronger and better than ever. So that's awesome, Lindra. Thank you for that. That's wonderful. I want to ask you, when you think over your career and as an entrepreneur, how have you handled challenges in the past, and how do you currently handle them now when adversity comes about as an entrepreneur? And we all know as entrepreneurs, we have our ups and we have our downs. So how do you, when you have those challenges in the past or you have them now, how have you actually dealt with those adversities?
Prayer. Pray, and then pray some more.
That's the answer. Absolutely.
You know, in addition to that, I definitely am a believer. I know the power of God's word, but I also have an amazing support system. You know, my husband, my tribe, even a lot of my clients, like you guys, you know, are just encouraging words. So I have a lot of people in place. I like to be a blessing to others, but I think in being that blessing, I've also been blessed to have a great group of people around me to when I get weak or when I have those challenges, or that I have someone I can turn to. I do have people I can talk to. And it does. It helps. It makes a lot of things easier.
That's amazing. I'm glad to hear you say that, because that's one of the things here in the lounge we're really striving to accomplish, right? Create this platform, this safe place, right, where entrepreneurs can come and listen to people talk like you're talking and talk about, you know, you're going to have challenges. You need to lean on people that you know that can support you and love on you to help you get through those times, and that, you know, just, you know, be a beacon of light to you. So I'm hoping that what you're saying, you know, resonates with some of our actual listeners and they'll take heed of that. So that's awesome. This is Shankar, one of your co-hosts here in the Entrepreneurs Elevation Lounge. We'll be right back after a quick break. Stay tuned.
Hey, everybody. It's Alondra Brooks, your host at I Am Becoming Podcast Radio. I Am Becoming is what I would call inspirational gumbo. We will talk about becoming from motivational perspective. This platform will be an information highway for nuggets from the hair industry business to business in general, motivation. You can catch us every Sunday at 3 p.m. Come out and become with me. I cannot wait to hear from you.
Welcome to the new Entrepreneurs Elevation Lounge podcast series, where four unbossed boss diva entrepreneurs aspire to inspire new and budding entrepreneurs. All are welcome here at the lounge, where we will always have a positive and encouraging word to share. So grab your beverage of choice, your notebook, and turn your radio or laptop up, and get ready to join Annette, Kelly, Shankara, and Titania on Wednesday evenings at 7:30 p.m. This is a new series with a mission to help entrepreneurs discover their truth. See you there in the lounge at 7:30 p.m. on Hump Day Wednesdays. We'll see you then.
Welcome back to the Entrepreneurs Elevation Lounge. Lindria, how are you?
I'm good. How about you?
Great. So let's continue our conversation and talking about exactly, you know, some of the different things that you have experienced that have made you a bigger and better entrepreneur with your endeavors that you have decided to pursue. Tell me this, if you had to talk about some of the mistakes that you wish you could have avoided, right, when you first decided to become an entrepreneur and you were starting out as a starting your own photography company, what would be two things that you would want to share with other entrepreneurs about the mistakes that you made that you would hope you'd be able to advise them on how to avoid?
Okay, so the main thing I would tell anyone looking to start any business is get a coach. I would have gotten a coach a lot sooner.
Great
had
advice.
Had I realized the importance of it, I would have done it a lot sooner. The second thing is know your numbers. your goal setting is a must. You don't, you know, if you don't know where you're trying to get to, I mean, you're not really going to get there. So, and then again, your coach will also help you figure out those numbers. What does that look like? Where are you trying to go? What is your goal? So I think had I done that a lot sooner, I'd be a lot further. I'm fine with where I am, but definitely I can see that it's something that I wish I had done a lot earlier.
Wow. So get a coach and mind your numbers. Two really good pieces of advice. That's awesome. Thank you for that. Awesome. Mm-hmm. So tell me this, Lindria. You know, as a photographer, you know, you own your own photography studio, a beautiful studio at that. I've actually had the chance to visit it, so and experience. It's absolutely awesome. So tell me this. For those entrepreneurs who are actually interested in becoming a photographer, right, and potentially owning their own studio, you know, mm-hmm. what would be three things you would tell that person that they need to make sure they're doing if they want to be successful specifically as an entrepreneur in the photography business?
One, I would say start with what you have and start where you are. I do not suggest that you build it big fast. You can definitely get yourself established with whatever your tools are today. So, you know, we get caught up on wanting to make it look grand and trying to make it look good for this one and that one, whereas you don't necessarily know that it'll be profitable. So, again, going back to minding your numbers, because, you know, your money matters. I mean,
Absolutely.
If you can't keep yourself afloat, if you can't keep your business afloat, you can't keep the lights on, you know, there's a problem. So definitely start where you are, build it, make sure it makes sense, and be smart about it. Be radical, but be smart. Yeah.
That is awesome. That is awesome. That's great advice. So if we have any entrepreneurs that are out there thinking about becoming a photographer, I hope you're listening and you took that advice to heart. You know, another question I want to ask you is, you know, everyone has inspiration, right? Someone who inspires them to pursue the things that they pursue. It could be a somewhat famous person or a person that's not famous. For you, who would you say has been the biggest inspiration for you as you've pursued your career and your desire to be an entrepreneur? Who's been that person that's been your inspiration?
Oh, wow. So there are many, but I think the closest one to me would be my photographer coach.
Wow.
What he's managed to accomplish in his 30-plus years, the way he gives back, the way he's available when, you know, I call. And he's also the one responsible for my first international trip. So amazingly enough, he's actually the role model that I look at when I think about how I want my business to perform and the things that I want to achieve and how far I think I can really take it.
Wow, that's amazing. And, you know, and speaking of an international trip, tell us a little bit about that trip. You know, I know you were just recently in South Africa shooting for a client.
Yeah.
Tell us a little bit about what that experience was like.
So it was amazing. Again, my photographer coach, he was the one who hired me. He had set up a girls trip for his wife and three of her girlfriends to hit London and Cape Town and Johannesburg, and he understands the importance of that trip being documented. So I followed them around and played paparazzi, which was not really playing, but, you know, it was amazing just to see the people, the coast, the wildlife, truly like nothing that I had experienced up to that point.
That is amazing. That is absolutely amazing. That's an opportunity of a lifetime. You know, some of us would be so lucky to be able to travel the world and at the same time pursue our passion, right? That's the best of both worlds. It doesn't get any better than that, right?
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Absolutely. Okay. Well, then there's another question for you I'd like to ask, and I'm going to wrap it up here for today's show. Any final words that you would like to share with any of our new and budding entrepreneurs that are looking to become their own boss?
Absolutely. Show up ready, fail often, and start over daily.
That is awesome advice. Repeat that once again. I think that is amazing. Say that again, Lindra, for our audience to hear.
Show up ready, fail often, and start over daily.
That is amazing. I love that. Well, Lindria, we thank you so much for taking time out of your day and out of your busy schedule to come to the lounge and sit with us and be a part of our show. You know, we wish you much success, much continued success, and we hope that, you know, if there's ever any time that we can have you back on the show and you can come and share with us some more of your globetrotting experiences, where if you've gone around the world for photographing your different clients, we'd like to have you back. Do me a favor and tell our listeners exactly how they can reach you.
Absolutely. My website is lindriadockett.com, which is LINDRIADOCKETT.com, and my IG is the same, lindria.dockett.
Awesome. Thank you, Lindria, again. You know,
oh,
that's
thank you.
And the family. You know, you guys need to stay be well, stay safe, and also be blessed.
I appreciate you, ladies. You have a great one. Thank you so
you
much.
You do the same thing. That will do it again for us here in the lounge. Join us next week when we'll be joined by Bonita Parker, the Radical Success Coach and international best-selling author. So we hope that you will join us for that show. It is not one you want to miss. Take care, and we'll talk to you soon.
Now let's get out there, y'all, and
elevate, 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 elevate.